family operated. Wally Sanders cares about you and your family. Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very spring-like forecast for the rest of this week. Today's high temperature in the low to mid-70s. Scattered showers possible from time to time today and tonight. Maybe the rumble of thunder. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow, a little warmer, high around 76. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be mentioned in the forecast every day this week. So Thursday and Friday, with a high in the upper 70s, the risk of showers continues. We'll be near 80 on Saturday. Slight risk of showers continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police opened a death investigation after a man was found shot and killed early Monday morning. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. No arrests have been made. Jury selection is underway for a man charged with killing three people during a robbery attempt. Keon Kane is facing three counts of capital murder for the death of Eddie Scott, Anthony Smith, and Al Benson at a Prattville barbershop in July 2017. Kane's co-defendant, Marty Morgan, pleaded guilty to capital murder last March. And after nearly 2 years under review, Montgomery Public Schools has regained full accreditation. Based on an updated report presented Monday, MPS has shown improvement in just about every area that needed improvement in 2018. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Oh, I wish I had a nickel.
272-9228. I'm just distracted by the TV doctor on Outnumbered.
Hey, how's that dial? I can't quite see. It looks like it's up.
It's up only 0.5%.
Hey, it's up, though.
Yeah, it did start up about 3%, about 800 points.
You remember a while back there, every time Obama spoke, the Dow would go down? They even did a deal where Obama spoke, they'd put up the stock market,
right,
and you just start seeing it go down.
Yeah, we'll elect Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. That'll make it even better.
Oh, Lord.
Give me a break. 272-9228. Let's go to Flower Child. Hey, Flower Child.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm well. Well, you know why I'm calling in, probably.
Are you here to correct and school my buddy Eddie?
Probably.
Well, he is a Tuberville man, so.
Yes.
As is Joey.
Yes.
Okay. When is Tuberville speaking tomorrow?
Okay. He should be on the show at 11, about this time tomorrow.
Okay. I wish y'all would do a kind of a more softball question to him. My first question is, he moved here in August of 2018, and 7 or 8 months later, in April of 2019, he announces he's running for the Senate. Why didn't he stay in Florida and run for something in Florida?
I think
that was actually going to be the question I was going to ask.
Yeah, I think he decided he was going to call Alabama home.
Yeah, I was going to ask him about exactly that.
Okay. Well, I just don't think that he is up to snuff as far as what the citizens of Alabama need. I think Jeff Sessions has a better idea, being our senator for 20 years, north to middle to Mobile, statewide. Not only that, he knows probably everybody that's in charge of each county. And I just don't think that Tuberville has a grasp of what the citizens of Alabama need. And I don't think he's going to have the contact. Sessions' confirmation vote was only 52 to 47. Mm-hmm. I don't know what somebody must have not voted. But anyway, the deep state did not want Sessions to be attorney general. Rod Rosenstein's confirmation was 99-0. So that means, you know, the deep state wanted him in there. And the other day, when Steve Flowers was on there, didn't he state that every time you try to pin Tuberville down on an issue, he doesn't know anything about it, but all he says is, "I'm a Trump man." Did I hear Flowers say that?
Flowers made a comment to that effect, but then he went on to later say that Tuberville being truly being that outsider, being the fresh view on things, is also why he'll probably win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I looked at by the county, and of course, I've already said this before, but in 2007, when Sessions was the DOJ, he refused to pay Sanctuary City's federal grant money.
Right.
And then the Supreme Court just ruled that the federal people do not have to give money. I think that's a biggie. That's something that Sessions accomplished personally. Also, there's 39 million people from the last 4 years of Obama that have 39 million that have stolen Social Security numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly children, and because Obama did not enforce some sort of IRS rule. And the other thing, I think somebody was talking to Troy King. There was 3 raids in 2018. One was in Mississippi, where they the chicken farm, and they rounded up. This has been Sessions time. They rounded up like 690 people.
Right, right.
And if you go on and read, the what happened was there's one lady, they interviewed the Sonic people, the bellhops. They all quit their jobs. They were making $4.25 an hour. And then they went to the chicken plant, and they're making $11 an hour. And that's the impact it has on our employment rate. And that's one of the things that Sessions has done, is to try to get rid of, he's really big on immigration. And there was 2 other raids, one in Ohio and in Tennessee. One was a landscape company, and one was, I think that was in Ohio, and the other one was a meat packer thing. And somebody stated that nobody ever gets prosecuted, the employers, but I looked it up. There was 11 prosecutions, and 3 were convicted, and 1 company got fined $3.75 million as, you know, so it does happen, and all those raids happened in, like, the spring and summer of 2018.
I don't think there's any argument with how strong and hawkish Jeff Sessions is on immigration enforcement.
Okay.
Flowers, I got a question for you. How long do you think Jeff Sessions is going to be back up there? Let's say we nominate him and we put him in. How long is he going to be there before he ages out?
I think he'll last like Shelby will. And that's another biggie thing is we're fixing to have a junior senator, if you have Tuberville. Shelby's 85 years old. He's going to age out. And then who are we going to have next? Is Jeff Coleman going to run for the open Senate seat?
There are rumors of that.
For when Shelby goes?
Yeah.
You got to think about the future down the road. Jeff Sessions already knows who is the deep state in Washington, D.C.
I agree, he knows who the deep state is. Now, do you think that, why do you think that Trump is not going to support Sessions?
He didn't endorse anybody. And
well, he did give a shout out to Bradley Byrne the other day. That was as close as an endorsement as anybody I think is going to get right now.
I know, but he's thrown some shade at Sessions, yes.
Yeah.
I really don't know why. I do.
Because he worked for him, and I don't think he liked the job he did.
You're going to think I'm crazy, but I follow this conspiracy group called Q.
Yeah.
Okay, and Q says why is Sessions being publicly humiliated, mm-hmm. okay? So it's like part of the plan, and they said, don't worry, he's going to turn out to be a hero. And so I really thought Jeff Sessions was going to be part of the military tribunals that they hopefully have one day for all these deep staters. And Sessions didn't get in it until late in November. So he really didn't want, to me it sounds like he saw something and he didn't want whoever to win the Senate race. And so he hopped in at the last minute. It's my thinking. I don't know why.
Well, also one more question with Sessions. Is he going to gain all his seniority back?
No, he will
so
not.
So it's like we're sending a freshman up there to begin with then, right? Because
yes,
he gets no seniority.
But he's already had the on-the-job training.
Well, he knows where the bathroom's at, I'll give you that. But
no, I mean, it's more than that. I mean, right. When they Dan had on Liz Cheney the other day, mm-hmm. she said it's very important to have somebody with experience. I mean, Tuberville, I'm a lifetime Auburn alumni, and I have been to every county coach talking point, et cetera. And, you know, of course, all the coaches sound the same, and I don't have anything against Tuberville, but I just think that the deep state was trying to take out everybody they could that was loyal, really loyal to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think he ever had any knowledge or inclination that Rod Rosenstein would turn around and appoint a special counsel. But I think the special counsel, we learned a lot of information, and we know more about the real deep state. You know, they already probably know the information, but there's a process in order to get that information into the system. You have to go through the courts. They could already know somebody is a crook and have the thing, but you just can't say, you know, because of national secrets, you just can't say, oh, so this is so-and-so, because that means, you know, you'd be as bad as Obama spying on everybody. But I just really think that we're going to really say Sessions and Shelby have been so loyal to Alabama with the Huntsville and the Redstone Arsenal and the new $1 billion going to the FBI up in Huntsville. They kept the, and I think at one time they wanted to close down that chemical training place. Mm-hmm. They tried to get rid of the helicopter training center in Ozark and Enterprise, and they were able to keep it there. They were able to send the F-35s to Montgomery. And, Joey, you said that they were building some sort of ship down there in Mobile.
Yeah, but I believe it's a littoral combat ship.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So if you're really just, it's going to take the other. These people already know who's bad, the people that have been up there, and who are the deep staters. And Sessions is the only one out of 100 senators that has a rating of never having taken a dime from the deep state. And he's honest. He's probably to a fault, mm-hmm. and he knows what to do. And I just hope that you'll ask some questions of Tuberville, like, you know, what is your plans? What do you want to see? And how do you, you know, Sessions also said that he and four or five other senators stopped that TPP, you know, that Trans-Pacific trade. Uh-huh. I didn't realize that.
Right.
So he's strong on immigration. He knows what the country needs. And just because the deep state took him out, just like the deep state made up that black ledger on Manafort from Ukraine. I believe in Q, and Q says trust Sessions.
Question about Q, and I'm just new to the experience, but do you, your belief that Donald Trump is Q1?
Q plus,
yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just curious. I'm kind of new to it, so I've had somebody else tell me that too, so I've always been kind of curious.
Well, Flower Child, I appreciate the call, and, you know,
hey, good call.
I can be eminently fair, and I want to hear your opinion because it's an informed one, and even though right now it seems I'm going to support Tuberville, I want the people I support to be quality, to be good, especially as you're going into a general against Doug Jones, so mm-hmm. it's not like I'm just going to pull punches on him. I think some of the punches being thrown are a bit lame.
Yeah,
but I don't plan on just throwing him softballs either. So,
well, that being said, too, I think either one we get, whether it be Tuberville or Session, we're good either way.
Yeah,
a lot better than what we got.
Yeah, the major goal is to be Doug Jones.
Exactly right.
I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Flower
okay.
Child.
I just don't want junior people up there for senators. All of them.
I got you.
Bye.
Well, either way, that day will come eventually. You know,
AOC, by the way. She's a junior.
Yeah.
She's making a heck of a lot of noise.
Yeah.
I don't see Tuberville being that kind of person, as to say, but I could see him going up there and doing what's right for Alabama. I got 100% faith in Tuberville. Sessions, maybe not so much, but he's a good person. He's just Boy Scout, and I just I don't like that in politicians anymore because you just get beat up.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to. The rules are being used against you.
Exactly.
Those rules you're following.
Exactly.
272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
Hi, Joe. It's Buddy.
Hey, Buddy. How are you?
Hi. Good afternoon, Eddie. How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing, Buddy?
All right. I think Jeff Sessions needs to go sit in the corner somewhere and eat his damn pudding.
Pudding?
Pudding.
Pudding? What type of pudding?
It was butterscotch today.
Butterscotch. That doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, we need some new bud. I'm both for Tom and Tuberville.
Amen.
All the way.
Amen.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I kind of just want to get it over with. We're going to have junior senators at some point, and Shelby is the head of appropriations mm-hmm. for the time being. So when you talk about military assets in the state, these sorts of things, if the Republicans take back the House, there are rumors that Mike Rogers from Anniston,
mm-hmm.
or his guys I used to work with, called it Anniston.
Anniston.
it's rumored he's going to be the head of Armed Services in the House. That would be big.
That would. We need that.
So I kind of like the idea of just going ahead, pulling off the Band-Aid now, and let's get a new blood in there, a new junior senator in there. And from what I can tell so far, I think Tuberville would be the type of guy not only the president's looking for, but that would serve the state well. But he does need to answer questions about why did
Certainly.
You pick Alabama as your home? I want to know more of his thought process about this and more about policy, whether it's foreign policy or domestic or what we're doing. Generally speaking, with the direction of the country. We've been talking trade and immigration to mm-hmm. death. Those are hot-button issues. Healthcare will be an issue, though, coming up certainly, as well as other ones. And, you know, I have my own pet projects and pet issues,
yeah.
say, with Pfizer surveillance.
Sure.
I'd like to see the federal government get out of using cannabis as a Schedule I.
Yeah, make sure you do ask him, when it comes to Christie's situation, make sure you do ask him, because we didn't get to the other day. And I've heard that he is very open to that, but I'd like to hear his comment.
Absolutely. So 272-9228, but the ultimate goal should be to defeat Doug Jones.
Amen.
In November, and it'll be interesting to see what Doug Jones tries to pull, rabbit he tries to pull out of the hat, but we'll see there. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, it's Papa B.
Hey, Papa B, how you
what's
doing?
Up, buddy?
Man, it's heading out in the rain to look at a few houses.
Yeah, today. Buddy.
So, you know, to me now, I have no doubt that Jeff Sessions would do a great job if he is elected to the Senate. I tell you, I love the guy. He is the ultimate Boy Scout to me, you know, or Eagle Scout, always doing, you know, as good as he can, the right thing to do. But to me, you know, we're in an era of asymmetrical warfare, and that includes asymmetrical political warfare. And I just don't think that, you know, Senator Sessions or, you know, has really come to terms with that, okay? So that would be the reason why I would say that Tuberville would be the guy for this particular, you know, for this particular position here as senator. When it comes to Q, I've been following Q for a number of years, Joey. I know you know that. And, you know, it's I think more than anything, and this is part of that asymmetrical political warfare that's going on, Q is a way to get information out and sometimes misinformation out and sometimes a little bit of both. You know, both to the public and to people that, you know, might be targeted, you know, in the deep state. So what I would wonder, though, is that when we see things on the Q posts, like, you know, we got real satanic activity in this country. I mean, Satan worshipers, Satan followers that are at the highest levels of government, according to Q. Why has nothing been done about that? You know, why has nothing been done about some of the other sorry things that the deep state has done that, you know, are of record now? Why hasn't anything or anybody taken on and actually made some arrests about that? Well, I don't know, but it looks like to me Jeff Sessions wasn't able to really carry that ball forward as Attorney General. Now, he wouldn't be able to much more as a senator either, I guess, except, you know, to lend voice to it in the Senate, whereas I think Tommy Tuberville might, you know, kind of get some fresh eyes on the on the subject.
Right.
So what do y'all think about that part of the discussion? I mean,
well, number one with the deep state and people being able to get away with a lot of stuff, number one, they often use the rules to their own benefit, but you have to be careful. It, you know, a man for all seasons is a great play, and the idea that you would cut down every law that protects every other person in order to get at the devil, you know, you mentioned satanic types. Would you cut down every law in the way just to get at the devil? And many people might say yes. Well, what happens if that devil turns around, you now getting rid of all the laws, and uses that open system against you? The point is,
well,
you have to use
argument.
Yeah, you have to use a process and do it very deliberately. You have to be a bit crafty about this stuff, because these folks know how to work the system, and unless you can really hang them publicly, not literally hanging, but you really hang them on violating their own rules, and you call them out publicly, and you do it in courts through the right process, that's how you take them out. And I think part of that starts with Durham. You know, some of this talk of there will be tribunals and or get rid of the pedophile rings, if that's going on, I'd love to see it taken care of. But, I mean, part of me doesn't quite know if that's exactly true.
Right.
This is the problem with all sorts of inside information being leaked out. I mean, who knows?
But when you hear,
from sitting in this humble perch, I just don't know.
But when you hear stories like Epstein, then you're like, wow, it's obviously
eminently credible.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing how that story keeps going away.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
There's a lot of credibility to the human trafficking and pedophile, you know, type activities going on with these poor kids that are being, you know, abused by very high level politicians and other, you know, people, actors, you know, Hollywood types, you know, that kind of thing. Of course, you know, Weinstein being, you know, one of the latest to have to come up to that, you know. So we hear all this, you know, noise and fuss going on. We do see some activity happening, You know, and I grant your point there, though, about having to be deliberate about how you round up people. I think Rosenstein is like a prime example.
Yes.
You know, Rosenstein would, you know, you say, okay, there's black hats and there's white hats. Rosenstein was an invisible hat.
Yeah, there you go.
What I mean by that is that he would play both ends against the middle, always being able to fall on one side or the other, depending on the discussion and the, you know, topic, so that he never got pinned down on anything.
He's a survivor.
And so, right. And so, you know, and it's kind of like, okay, well, I signed these FISA warrants, you know, knowing that they were bad in order to, you know, implicate the really bad people like Comey or something like that, you know. I was doing it as part of an ops type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's how you got to think. Really, really and truly, you got to be able to think outside the box, and you've got to be able to pin them down flat. So, yeah, they're very deliberate, but doggone it, it's time.
Amen.
I mean, if there's actual human trafficking, pedophilia going on, and what I'm hearing about all this stuff, man, it is time to get not just do something, but, I mean, get a little bit outraged about it here. So, anyway.
Well, I appreciate the call and my input as always.
All right, getting off my soapbox here.
Thank you, Papa B.
All right, guys.
See you, Papa B.
Well, we got three lines lit up here, Eddie.
Real quick, Joey, just so you know, the secret is out that Janet, one of our listeners, has texted me and said that we sound a little bit stranger today on the app than we normally do. So they've realized that we're wearing masks in here now and we're protecting ourselves from the coronavirus.
Why'd you give that away?
Well, the secret's out, Joey.
Well, they could have... But now you confirmed it.
She would have gone on Facebook and let
the world
know.
We're going to talk when we hit a break, Eddie.
Dang it.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
All
right. I don't know why I asked that, because y'all always making me smile and thinking deeper. I just want to throw something out to Miss Flowerchild and a couple others. Why do they got to be so secretive? I studied it, and I seen the shot from inside Air Force One, but... I've seen the other one. It looks like it could have been anyone at Air Force One. I've seen the dude that Trump invited to had the pin on, but I can't tell if the picture, if that, you know, if they put that little Q9 thing right there on it, the little red mark, I can't tell if it was, you know, photoshopped or not.
Right.
And I just, and now Trump is kind of backpedaling. Like, he knows this virus, he knows what this is, and now he's going along with them, and it's almost like he's been shot, but he ain't been shot. You know what I mean? It's kind of like he just changed. I wanted to slow down some and talk, but like y'all said, tell the truth. And let me tell y'all something. Jeff Sessions is going to be a rookie when he goes back up there. I mean, he's been gone a while. There's a lot of handshaking and meal buying that went on since he went up there. Some people are going to be mad at him.
Yeah.
Some people ain't going to stand him. So, man, he is the wrong person all the way around, no matter if Q is real. I'm just saying, why be so serious? This man's on Twitter. If he don't have to do that. And why ain't nobody traced the line back? By now, somebody could have been busted.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why we just sit back and take what they... We get fed stuff, and we don't search it deep enough still.
Well, and also, I think if we really want to give power back to the people, we can certainly throw some scoundrels out and replace some bums. But the way you actually get power back to the people is you actually reduce the institutions, the size and scope of this federal government. And what I'm seeing right now... whether on surveillance or anything else, is a bunch of people talking a good game and not actually serious about reducing the size and scope of government.
No, that's their job.
And it's very unfortunate. And, yeah, if there are some evil folks up there and we can prove their criminality, how evil they've been, fine, let's do that. But generally speaking, even if you get rid of those folks, this power corruption, it's very easy if you don't get rid of these institutions or reduce their size and scope. That we'll end up in the same situation.
Well, I think we need to go back to tar and feather myself. I'm all about tar and feather.
Yeah.
That was very effective.
You think it's so deep that it can't be turned, Joe? I mean, I'm being...
No, I want to pull it out root and branch.
I would do too, but, man, you guys, that's a lot. That would take a revolution, I think.
What happens to people who's on, say, because Trump has been in about getting off food stamps. Let's be truthful. More white people on than there is black folks.
Sure,
get that out there now. And it's got free Wi-Fi hooked to it. So what happens if everybody's, you know what I mean, that's how we communicate. That's how you, every month, you can't, you know that's going to be there for you to talk to your folks, for you to eat. what happens if the international banking system ain't alive and they pull the covers out from us and we ain't got our own money and we ain't got our own internet?
Well, then we'll be back to trading goods and services for goods and services.
And the general idea is if you need support, most of this would be done at the state level.
Yeah.
It would be the general idea. And more ideally on a voluntary basis, whether fraternal groups, churches, all sorts of groups that we can set up now. There are ways to take care of one another, and we're more resilient than we realize. Randall, I'm just looking at the clock here. I got to run.
Can you help me? Please help me over.
Okay, hold on. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive.
Oh, yes.
They do great work. A lot of people think in Jenkins. Whether you're looking for, I love that monthly checklist program.
Yeah, buddy.
Going once a month, they teach you a little owner maintenance, make sure your vehicle's operating safely.
Change out your wipers probably.
smoothly, efficiently. Yeah, need those windshield wiper blades changed with all this rain that's been coming down. They've been doing heavy-duty work.
Yeah.
They can also do big jobs like air conditioning repair. With summer coming up not too long away, good to get that fixed now. Or, again, if you just need a basic oil change, air filters replaced, tires rotated.
They can handle it all, can't they?
They can handle it all. All their technicians are ASC certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and even, minivans.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they service everything, folks. So check them out today. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station downtown. Best way to use them, in my opinion, is call and make an appointment. 265-0792, 265-0792, or go online, check them out, make an appointment, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very spring-like forecast for the rest of this week. Today's high temperature in the low to mid-70s. Scattered showers possible from time to time today and tonight. Maybe the rumble of thunder. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow, a little warmer, high around 76. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be mentioned in the forecast every day this week. So Thursday and Friday, with a high in the upper 70s, the risk of showers continues. We'll be near 80 on Saturday. Slight risk of showers continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Buddy, that's what I'm talking about, guys. We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right. We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to keep our composure.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Yeah, recently a judge ruled that there is, quote, there is thus little doubt that the government breached its duty of candor to the court with respect to those applications. This judge, Boasberg, was talking about these FISA warrant applications. And he went beyond just, oh, some lower-level people or wrong procedures in place. He said, quote, the frequency and seriousness of these errors in a case that, given its sensitive nature, had an unusually high level of review at both DOJ and FBI, have called into question the reliability of the information proffered in other FBI applications.
Hmm.
In other words, folks, that is this judge suggesting, this is the guy who's the head of the FISA court now.
Okay.
He's suggesting that he's worried that bad conduct exhibited by the FBI may extend into more cases affecting others' civil liberties, not just those of Carter Page. So this is big. It's quiet. It's not much reported. I appreciate John Solomon for bringing it up. This is part of weeding out the system, and hopefully folks who have things to lose will actually, actually get to the bottom of it. And, yeah, I saw this earlier. Eddie Bader just handed me this story. Former Vice President Joe Biden got into a heated and profanity-laced argument with an auto worker Tuesday while touring a factory in Detroit after this individual accused Biden of trying to take away his Second Amendment rights.
Yes.
Biden said to the effect, essentially, that, hey, man, you're full of sh-.
Yes.
Woo! And apparently people love that. You know, people are, you know, Trump does it.
Yeah.
Trump really has opened that up a great deal.
But I've never seen candidates just get it, you know, like here lately, get it from their constituents.
Right.
I mean, they're just giving it to them. And it doesn't matter if it's Trump,
well, when
Biden,
you
whoever.
Appoint Beto O'Rourke to head your gun program.
What's Beto's famous quote?
Hell yes, I'm going to take away your AR-15. Hell yes, or AK-47, whichever.
So can I take him at his word? I mean, come on.
Let's go back to the phones. Randall, thank you for holding.
Hey, Randall, you still there, buddy?
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You asked earlier about the schools and what this kind of ties back how we can beat this start, yeah, and use their own game. And that's made Montgomery a city school system and has three parks. It has the free internet. Everybody got phones laying around. And you can have a parent, teacher, and student app, and then you can have a parent to public app. And I'm talking about have it locked down. I ain't talking about no jokes. I'm talking about have somebody seriously that would mean. And then every one of them Chromebooks has a pupil scan, and it tells how the kid's doing that day. And it can see a pupil dilated, and it open up for them because it'll be that kid's book. And they ain't got to take them home. Everybody got phones laying around at home. That's phone, and they gave it to us so we'd be on glued to them night and day, getting that little ad, that little snippet, changing our minds just a little bit. It's a little bit. Not where you don't notice it, you know what I mean? So it's so late we out here in the streets fighting each other, man. We can break this cycle right here with Montgomery. I'm telling you, there is no way we cannot. We can beat this and use that money. I'm trying to get space. Y'all done heard a bunch of it. You know, me going back to that, but I'm telling you, we can change this. This school system will be changed, and people would love to do the occupational tech. I mean, Montgomery would be thriving. I'm talking about do the Space Force, do the vocational stuff that he's trying to give money to for the high school and do the occupational tax, raise the meals a little bit. Man, when you put something pen to paper and you show people it's going to change and that grandkid is going to have a better life because of this, ain't going to be no stopping.
Well, you got to show the plan, but I do like your can-do attitude. Right. Randall, we got to run.
Love you, buddy.
All right, bro.
Thank you. 272-9228. JD, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, good afternoon.
Afternoon, or good morning.
Morning.
Well, morning, afternoon, midnoon. Well, hey, to Joe Biden's effect, you know, Joe Biden never acted like this a day in his life until Trump got up there, and Trump was genuine. He was just himself, right. And everybody loved it. They see that everybody loved it, so now they're trying to be, you know, it seems to me that they're coming across very disingenuous and trying to be something that they're not, except for I really do think Biden wants Trump reelected. He said that the other day.
I saw Trump tweet that. I agree with Sleepy Joe.
And, you know, they said they manipulated the media. No, they didn't manipulate the media. He just
said
he's
it.
That stupid. I mean, his mind is that far gone. But I really wanted to jump out in front of the bus before it come plowing through town and just let everybody know that Harvey Weinstein didn't kill himself.
Harvey Weinstein.
That's right.
Neither did Jeffrey.
Yeah, he didn't kill himself, but you know when that came through with Epstein, was that post started coming through before he died.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's sad to see how many people knew that it was going to happen. Yeah. I mean, and it's a sad state when it's that blatantly obvious.
And speaking of all this, I think this is apropos to the conversation. Joe,
Sleepy Joe,
Biden, if you're listening, don't make Hillary Clinton your vice president.
Oh, I told you, Joey.
Well, he's not. Remember, he's going to be the next great senator. He said that as well. You know, he wants to reelect Donald Trump and become a senator.
Just saying, don't make her your vice president. Do you have a death wish, sir?
That snake is in the grass, baby. I'm telling you.
I appreciate the call, JD.
Take care, buddy.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
You too. 272-9228. News and views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Billy. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Billy? How you doing?
I'm doing great. You just talked about that auto worker calling out Sleepy Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised if someone would investigate that cat that called him out, and he could have been planted there on purpose and say that just to spike his popularity a little bit. I could see that happening.
Mm. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, kind of the odds are stacked against it, but.
But you're talking about Hillary Clinton being our next vice president. I would not be surprised if you see Hillary or Michelle Obama pop up in the news in the next couple of weeks or months, and that's their plan. They want Biden to win this election, the 25th Amendment via vote, and Hillary or whoever's the next vice president will step up and be president. That's the only way Hillary can get in as president this
time. I can see Hillary doing it. I don't think there's an amount of money that'll get Michelle Obama into it. I think she was sick of it from the second day, and I don't think, even if the world was ending, I don't think she'd step up. She just wants no part of it.
And smart woman.
Smart on her part, right. Right.
But you know how quiet they've been the past couple of weeks.
Well, they've been moving. They're moving into that new house. It takes some time.
Yeah. Yes, it does. But anyway, gentlemen, y'all doing a great job. Keep telling the truth and telling it like it is.
That's it.
Appreciate it, Billy.
Take care, Billy.
272-9228. New Jersey governor announces first coronavirus death in the state. U.S. death toll now at least 27.
I saw something just a minute ago. Let me pull this up. I saw an update on that where it gives us how many cases.
Yeah, the CDC's updating it at, I think, noon Eastern every
day. Because this one I saw.
While you're looking that up, I'll take this call. 272-9228. News and views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is East. I just wanted to chime in on your conversation. I don't know how secure I'm going to feel if Napoleon Dynamite is in charge of firearms in the United States. I mean, golly, man, this cat. I couldn't resist that.
That's pretty good.
But it's been a great show, guys. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Hey, you too.
Appreciate it, East.
Suddenly, I can't find that story. I'm too busy.
Yeah, we need to find the update on the latest numbers.
Yeah, and it was shockingly low. It showed a lot of states that don't have it. Like, we don't have any cases of it. Mississippi doesn't have any cases of it.
Right.
Alaska doesn't have any cases of it. Up in the Dakotas, there's no cases. So it's kind of strange how it's bouncing around. I'm wondering if there's a link with how much business is done with China.
And for the time being, and I think it's legitimate for the time being, is that there haven't been enough tests, so we don't know.
Right.
But I have a feeling as the tests start rolling out, and they already have for the last few days, as it ends up being a week, 2 weeks of pretty robust testing, I think we're going to find that, in fact, our controls and our standards are pretty darn good in this country, and it's not going to be as bad as a lot of people are projecting or predicting.
Mm-hmm.
It's more those projections and predictions that have me kind of rolling my eyes. Like, you don't know that. I don't know if it's going to be nothing. Why don't we wait? The doomsday stuff just drives me a little nuts.
Well, we get tired of people crying wolf all the time, and eventually you're going to call out somebody on that. But did you see where old Jim Baker, they finally told him, state of New York told him, to quit trying to sell his coronavirus vaccine that he was selling. And, you know, the sad thing is, you know, people were buying it. It was called Silver Something, and come on. And
well,
I saw
it keeps
a picture
you from being
a
werewolf, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Hucksters and charlatans.
I tell you, man. I tell you.
We got to hit another break. 272-9228. 272-9228. Final minutes, final moments of news and views when we come back. I'm a man who can't say no. You don't.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
If you ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more, C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Lowe's is ready with the brand's pros trust, like DeWalt, so you can get the job done right. In fact, we stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. And now you can save with your choice of a DeWalt Extreme 12-volt max compact brushless drill or impact driver, now just $99 each. And save time. Order online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at the Pro Desk. Today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/11, U.S. only.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Closing Moments of News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of News and Views, this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group.
Hey, boss.
Bo Goodson, great guy with years and years, in fact, over four decades of experience serving and working in the Montgomery and surrounding areas here in the real estate market and the River Region real estate market. Not only can Bo and the whole team at the Goodson Group help you buy or sell your home or your property, they can also help you manage, say, rental properties that you invest in, because it can be a hassle being a landlord and having to deal with all those duties, including just fine tenants in the first place.
Yep, vetting good tenants and stuff.
Can be a hassle, yes. But the Goodson Group takes care of that for you with talented folks like Eddie Bader here. Mm-hmm. Also, and I think this is one of the best things, it's where Bo's years of experience really comes to bear, is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Whether you're going for your real estate license and looking to become a real estate agent yourself, or you're just looking to be a more knowledgeable player in the real estate market, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is the place you need to sign up with.
Really is. For the price, you'll get your money back, especially if you're buying a house. Man, you'll be so much further ahead of the curve.
Right.
And as a realtor, I tell you, nothing kind of excites me more when I meet an educated buyer.
Right.
It just makes the whole process go a lot smoother. And I think the cost now is $375. That includes the books. It's well worth every penny of it. You can literally get your career started in real estate. And there's not a better person here in town, in my opinion, to teach you that.
So
he's probably taught most of the realtors here in Alabama.
So sign up for the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited programs here in the state of Alabama. Whether you're looking to buy or sell your property or have your properties managed, the Goodson Group is the place to go. Visit them online at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or call them today. And be sure to tell them Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. 551-0225, 551
0225. Thank you to Bo Goodson and the entire Goodson group. Eddie, why don't you pass that along, too, when you go see him again?
I will. I'll see Bo tomorrow afternoon. He's teaching, actually, today. He's teaching up at the lake at Lake Martin.
There you go. I just have to say congratulations to Mitt Romney.
Yes?
He finally went home to his true tribe.
And that is?
Yeah, there's breaking news from Gallup.
Yeah,
they just came out with a new poll. Mitt Romney is now viewed more favorably by Democrats than Republicans. Congratulations,
that's
Mitt
something
Romney.
Something to be very proud of.
We know you had it in you.
Yeah,
the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time. That and something else. But, congratulations. I'm just happy to see that Mitt Romney is being accepted in his true tribe.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
And then a weird story. You just sent me this thing. Here's the headline from Fox News. Corey Feldman distraught after Rape of Two Corys film no shows online.
Yeah.
Everybody here saw that happen. So apparently he was doing an online premiere of his movie that talks about how he was abused.
Yeah.
As a young star in Hollywood.
I was going to name names, too.
And so it's called My Truth, The Rape of Two Corys, and it was going to be screened all across to people who paid money. Mm-hmm.
$20, I think.
And it just failed?
Everybody was staring at blank screens. And he finally, I think after 18 minutes, he came on and said, we're being hacked. Give us a little time, and we're going to get back to you.
Either they were hacked, and that is a hell of a thing.
Yeah, that's...
Or he's scamming folks.
That's a great way to scam $20 off
which
everybody.
Is also a hell of a thing. So we will follow that.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I mean, given what we've seen with Epstein and so
today's,
much...
Today's climate on that, yeah, I could kind of see it going either way.
You can't just roll your eyes at this anymore.
No.
And also, I think one issue that in many ways is multifaceted that will bring people together across the political aisle is child abuse.
Yep.
It leads to so many other problems in life, and it's something I think we're now just being more cognizant of.
Yeah.
And there are many ways that can happen, but we need to pay attention to it, and I hope there actually is a movie.
I hope there is, because he's supposedly, been doing it for a couple of years, going to name names and expose people. So let's see what you got.
Well, let's see. We'll see. Well, Eddie, it's good seeing you. Thank you for stopping by.
Always good to see you, Joseph.
More news and views tomorrow morning, bright and early at 9 a.m. Dan Morris is next with the